pretty much to date, the pyrethroids are generally the primary mode of action that corn rootworms have been exposed to. There's a lot of foliar applications going out of pyrethroids targeting adults, and with that carries resistance risk. Trait failures are very common and becoming even more common throughout the landscape. And so just bringing a new novel mode of action to market, you know, group 30 is just going to be able to allow the grower the ability to control corn rootworm pests regardless of sensitivities today.